Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. My name is Adrian, and I'm going to be talking about divination tools and devices tonight. Tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about the tarot cards and what you can do with tarot cards. Tarot cards enables you to see the future. As everyone knows, a lot of people like the art, and a lot of people just like the divination. But the way you got to understand the tarot is by interpreting the pictures. By the wands, to me, would represent, let's start off with the wands. The wands, to me, would represent your career, usually. Money would represent the pentacles, which is, you know, that would have to do with money. And then the swords would have to do with your mind. So basically it's saying either your mind has made up what it wants or it don't want. So this kind of depends on the picture itself, how it interprets and how you see the reading. A lot of people like to use the pendulum. I want to talk a little bit about pendulum readings. Pendulum is used in different variations of divination. Some people like to use it to test energy, you know, hot and cold, or low energy, high energies, depending on how you like to use it. Some people like to use it in their ghost hunt. I like to use it in divination. So basically, I like to ask questions, yes or no questions. A lot of people like to flip the coin to see, you know, heads for yes, tails for no. That's another way you can do a yes or no question as well. But if you use a pendulum, there's actually a kit that comes with it. And there's some pendulums that you can actually put stuff in the pendulum and you can ask yes or no questions. You can also ask different questions pertaining to relationships, or also questions that you can ask that would, it's part of also astrology. You can also use that as a pendulum also, to connect with the energy. It looks like we have one caller calling in. But yeah, we do have only one reader tonight, which is me. And I'm going to be using tarot cards. And I'm also going to be rolling the dice tonight. So we'll be asking questions with that, yes and no questions. I also use astral dice. I don't know too much about the other astral dice. These astral dice have different symbols on them. And other symbols, you have to go by astrology, which is, you know, you understand what the dice mean and when you roll them and how it lands and how it relates to your sign. So let's go with the first caller from the 502 area. Please state your name and where you're from.
My name is Davia. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you. My name is David, I'm calling from Kentucky.
And how can I help you tonight?
Oh, I want to know, see if love is flowing in.
Okay, and are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay, so you're just looking for love.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, and how long have you been single?
Since 2009.
Okay, so that's quite a far, that's kind of ways away. Have you been wanting a relationship since 2009, or is this just something that you, a goal that you have that you want to accomplish?
I'm trying to accomplish something.
So this year, then that's kind of like your New Year's resolution then?
Yeah, with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay. And you want to go back with your ex-boyfriend, you said?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a spread on this is called the... called the 78 door deck. So this one's going to basically what this deck does is it opens up doorways that enables you to get past any blockages or barriers that may be holding you back from accomplishing that goal. Also, it may open up some other doorways that will also come an opportunity for you if you can't reach that goal. So that's basically what the 78 door deck does. Every deck is all the same. All the pictures are all the same. It's just they're just different pictures in the deck. But all the, like the wands, the swords, the pentacles, the major arcana, it's all in, you're going to see it in every deck. But they're all going to be different pictures and different stories. But the reason why I like this deck is because this deck opens up doorways that you're unable to lock, that blocks you.
Oh, okay.
So this one's kind of a cool deck because this one talks about 78 possible doorways of opportunities that could open, that could present itself for you. The card I pulled is the Four of Doors, which means there are other possibilities of four possible relationships coming up in your future. This is your present card. So I'm kind of getting that presently, you know, there are other opportunities that will come up that will present itself in your present time. Okay. Your future card is the Two of Swords. And the Two of Swords usually represents conflict or chaos having to do with future relationships. So this is something mental. This is something that you've been struggling with mentally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it is telling you to keep an open mind with this card, because this card is upright. But this represents two minds. This represents your mind and the other person that you're trying to connect with. But there's a doorway that's in the middle of it, so of the two swords. So that means that there is a possibility of a doorway opening up for you as long as both of you are on the same page, on the same mental wavelength. Which I do see opportunity presenting itself with both of you, because both of you are on the same wavelength. But it also saying that it can be disastrous, because this door that I'm looking at has fire around it, like a ring of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it could be very passionate or it could be very disastrous for your future. So this is two possible doorways. They could actually open up a new doorway, or it can open up a doorway from your past. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So your past card has to do with the death card. Okay? So the past is basically saying every time you get in relationships, something new always happens, or something big that makes a change in your relationship. Something that you have to change from your past in order for your future to progress in this relationship with your ex. But what I'm getting from that card is it's basically saying that you've had some obstacles that was very disastrous at the present time. Does that make sense?
From the present, not from the past.
Well, the present, you know, the present affects your future, and the past affects the present. So basically, your past affects your past affects your present affects your future.
Okay.
So anything from your past can affect your present situation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because it basically co-creates your present. Because anything from the past that we need to correct, which is why you got the death card in your past, meaning you need to make some changes from your past in order for your present to change. But the future card looks like a good, it can be a good outcome as long as both of you are making some kind of changes from the past. Because I see a link here. I see a link between you and the other person, which is why the Two of Swords is touching together. And the doorway that's in the middle, meaning, like I said, it can be compassionate or it can be disastrous, depending on how much you've changed from your past. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you're kind of going through a transition from your past, which can actually help your present situation and your future situation with this person. So basically, that is actually a really good card saying, you know, you may go through a transformation with this person in your future. So basically, the doorway is willing to open up for you, but both of you have to make those changes and compromise with one another. And if you can't compromise, then it won't change. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it'll repeat the same old patterns, and you don't want that.
No, I won't deal with that.
Yeah, so it all depends on the changes that you make. Let's look at your outcome here. Your outcome is, the Ten of Wands, which is good. This is a good card. This is a card of movement. It means that things are going to really move in a good direction for you. It will move fast, but it will move in a good direction. Now, it all depends on how fast you want to move it. This card has a lot to do with things moving at a faster rate. One of you could be moving faster than the other. And I think the one that's moving faster could possibly be you because you're going through some changes from your past, which can affect your future. But your outcome card looks really good. It says it could be a successful, swift courtship between you and this person and a relationship. So that's kind of what I get from the Ten of Wands.
Oh, but he's got to get out of a relationship that he's in now before that had ever happened.
Right, and that's what has to change. As long as both of you are willing to compromise. Now, the swift courtship has to do with an ending of the relationship. So I don't know if it's talking about him or not, if he was in a relationship, because maybe this is why it's saying it's going to move quickly. Because it has to do with an ending of, it's saying something about ending of a marriage or a courtship. And a courtship usually represents a relationship, an end of, you know. And also not just that, but the Death card is also saying an end of a bad situation and a new beginning of a new one. So this is going to be something new that's going to come up. So that's a good sign in your favor. And that's basically what you wanted to know. You just wanted to know, you know, where do I stand or how is this going to turn out? Well, a lot of it depends on, you know, what changes you're willing to make, what changes he's made. But in the outcome, it looks like there's going to be an ending of some kind of relationship. And that could be part of the changes that are coming. Does that sound good? It looks like we lost the caller. Let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello, hi.
Hi. Are you the caller that called in before, or are you different?
No, I've called in before.
Okay. Did you just call back in, or were you on for a while?
No, I was on for a while.
Okay, and what's your question?
I had an interview today. I went to an agency. I wanted to see if you think that they might find some work for me.
Okay, so you want to know if you're going to get the job?
Well, it was an employment agency. They said they get jobs, or they're looking for jobs. I don't know. I mean, I didn't know if they really did have a job, or they're going to be able to, you know, connect me with some opportunities.
Okay. All right, I'm just laying out the cards here. So you just kind of want to know if there's any opportunities that you could get a job in this agency.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't really sure if they would be able to find me something.
Okay. Well, let's take a look and see if this would be the right move for you. Okay. Well, right now it's just telling you to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying don't just restrict yourself with just this.
Oh, no, I have another interview today.
Okay. It says don't waste your time on unimportant issues. I feel like it's a waste of your time to don't do it. When in doubt, don't do it. But right now you're feeling a lot of restriction.
Yes, I am.
But the good thing is you are going with the flow. And I'm also getting that you're going to be doing some travel coming up soon, too.
Really? I don't know.
I do see an opportunity presenting itself coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
You think it will come from the agency, or you think it's going to come from another source?
Hello.
Hello, I'm here. I want to see if you think it's going to come from the agency. Do you think it's going to come from this agency?
For some reason, I'm not hearing you clearly. You're breaking up. A lot of static.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, what was your question?
Do you think it's going to come from the agency, or do you think it's going to come from another source? Hello? Hello? Hello?